And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me, as always, Tyler.
Hey.
So awful not doing without the music.
I know. I'm sorry.
I feel naked.
This is a weird setup. Even us not being directly in front of each other, like, because it's kind of like turned.
Yeah, I feel like there should be an audience.
Yeah, it's just for aesthetics.
We should get Chelsea down here.
We should probably tell people. Like, so we're in the new place.
Yeah.
So if it sounds different, that's because I haven't really acoustically treated this yet, short of this this awesome panel wall.
It looks so nice. I love, you know me.
Yeah.
Minimalist, right?
Yep.
Love it.
What's, like, the problem is... it looks really nice. We should be facing this wall and talking into it.
Yeah, I don't know why we're angled this way.
Because it's all looks, man. You walk into this room and I want it to be like...
Yeah, but we should move it chill. When we record.
I don't want to move anything.
I don't know. I know.
But that's my whole
point. You want the world.
Well, so that's... I'm going to work with my brother-in-law and we're going to get like a nice like bookcases built and a desk built, room for four people. They'll stay up, they'll stay like looking nice, but then we'll also have kind of the, acoustic treatments. I have all those, foam panels too. So I'm probably going to do three on either side. Just kind of knock that out. The problem is the paneling, like the wood paneling doesn't quite match up to the window. So if you do two panels over there, two panels over here, it might look a little off. So we got to check it out.
Tyler's brain.
Yeah.
You can't escape it.
Yeah.
Well, I can escape it. You can't.
You can. Yeah. I realize I have no storage whatsoever. Like, if you'll notice.
In your house or in this room?
Both.
Okay.
Both. In my house, I had a closet. In this place, I have nothing. So I have, like, my entire office from my apartment to still come over, short of, like, the computer and just stuff I use on a daily basis. So I have to, like, really make like a hard look at like, do I really need this stuff or can I just pitch it?
That's good though. That's what you've always wanted to do.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And then I usually get some broken stuff and it's a win-win yeah, for everyone.
That's true.
Yeah.
How's that broken controller treating you?
The control, it's a fine controller except for the stick, which I don't need. So it's fine.
I think you need a...
The stick does not work.
PlayStation
controller. I have a PlayStation controller. I don't want to ruin my PlayStation controller.
Why would you ruin that?
Dude, have you seen anyone play a fighting game? You just go through controllers.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't get the good one. I got like just the base PlayStation 5 controller.
That's why I didn't buy one and I took your shitty one.
Yeah, well, I got two more
where that
came
fine.
From.
It works fine.
Good. You can have all of them. Just like backups, like dummy ones.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. That's when I start chucking them at the wall.
I'm not going to use them.
Getting to that point too, which is like when I first started, I was like, oh, I'm learning.
Yeah.
And now I'm like... I'm not good, but I'm good enough to know that I'm horrible, right?
That's a bad place to be
It's the worst place to be in.
Yeah.
I remember this phase in my League of Legends career very vividly, and it's not...
How do you get out of it? Because I've never been competitive.
You grind. It's bad.
Yeah.
You're in a dark place for a while, but when you... I will never forget this. So when I was playing League, like, this is like almost 10 years... I've almost been playing League for a decade now. We started in 2015.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll always remember, I forget what season it was, but the first season I hit gold was like a huge milestone because I was stuck in silver for years and like 2 or 3 years. And the night I hit gold, dude, it was Calvin. I was playing with Calvin, I think. I hit gold, dude. We went out to Taco Bell. We got like $50 worth of Taco Bell.
That's the celebration dinner.
Oh,
Taco
it felt
Bell.
So yeah. good. We were thrown up in the parking lot. It was it was a night, dude. It was crazy.
Oh man,
dude. But it's a grind. Like it's literally like, well, there's several components to it. It's like one, you have to completely reform yourself and create a more efficient structure. So what that means in League of Legends is, I have to pick one role. I have to limit my champion pool to champions I know really well, right? Mm-hmm. In something like a fighting game like Tekken, it's probably like I need one character, obviously, but I need to limit my move list to moves I can execute flawlessly and like recognize, you know, particular situations. And like I said, just execute immediately. You know
just
what I mean?
Get better.
Like, you have one air combo
mm-hmm.
and it's not optimal, but it's like the back of your hand.
Yeah,
like
you get it, muscle you get memory. It.
Like it's, yeah, like it's if someone's connected. In the air, if you pop someone up, yeah. you just do it in your sleep.
Yeah.
That's where you have, that's where I'm trying to get to right now.
See, the thing that I'm trying to learn now, and it's really bad because I do have bad muscle memory from, I mean, even just playing now, like not even years ago, but just playing now, I'm learning a lot where, like I always do like a 3-hit combo with Law, and like it's always like, oh, it's three hits. Oh, that one's four or whatever. Well, like I'm supposed to be stopping at like two, and like three is like if you want to mix it up or if you want to like catch them off guard or something like that. But I'm constantly doing all three. You're blocking all three, and I'm leaving myself wide open all the time. So I'm trying to go back and learn like, okay, like which ones keep me safe, which ones are punishable, like that sort of thing.
Yep.
And I feel like I'm getting a better handle of it. But like you said, like just losing over and over and over is just infuriating. And yeah. like Tekken's very special in that, like if you get popped up, like you're just done. Like I fought a Paul Phoenix, and he was just popping me up and using the same move, like in the same combo. It's just the same move over and over and over, and I don't know how to get out of it, and that drives me up a wall.
Yeah, it can be really frustrating, dude. Because you don't get, there's no counterplay yeah. once you're, well, it's all up front.
Yeah.
But once you misplay up front, you're punished for the next 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It feels awful.
Yep.
But I don't know.
I'm still, like, I'm in it. Like, I'm just going to, like you said, like grind it out. And
well, I was playing all day today, but I.
Were you doing Tekken all day, or did you swap it over from Persona?
I started with Persona for a little bit, but then I was like, I just want to play Tekken. So I just played Tekken. Awesome. And I got up to like the yellow ranks now.
Yeah, you're Warrior?
Warrior.
Yeah.
Warrior 1.
That's a big deal.
Yoga pose.
That's a big deal.
I don't know. Like, it's hard to gauge. Like, I started, it's been out for what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
So this is my first Tekken ever, 2 weeks, Warrior. I don't know how good that is, though.
I think, so I'm Vanquisher, which I think is one, like one tier above, like one color block. Every color block has like three tiers in it or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm, if you're a Warrior, is that the middle one?
I think it's the first one.
The first one?
I think so.
So I'm like three blocks above you, I guess.
You're in the first red one?
In the first orange one.
Oh, orange and then yeah. red. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. And then once you finish that, I think that's mid.
That's a midpoint.
I think I'm exactly middle.
Yeah. I wonder, like, I wish there was a conversion to League of Legends. And the reason my brain goes to that is because that's the only other competitive game I've ever played, like, hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've played CSGO and Valorant and stuff, but not, like, seriously.
Well, I mean, an easy way to do that is, like, what's your, like, how many ranks are in League?
Iron, Bronze, Silver, Gold, Platinum, Emerald, Diamond, Master, something, and then Challenger. I forget what. Grandmaster, and then like Challenger.
So, like, you guys have a ton.
Like, 10? 10?
Yeah, it's, like, a ton.
There's more in Tekken, easily.
Yeah, but like maybe like there's like 20 in Tekken.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just take everything.
Well, you guys were like Zenmu, Lumu, Saimu, Tekken God, Tekken King, Tekken
God of Destruction, or
Tekken
whatever.
Developer.
I think God of Destruction is the highest one.
Oh, really?
I think so.
there's like
a Tekken Developer.
Yeah.
The actual character that motion kept Law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched a video on Eddie.
Eddie Gordo.
Gordo. Yeah. His motion capture guy today or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He's awesome, dude.
Was it the same guy through all the games, or did they get someone new?
I don't know. I just saw a video popped up in my YouTube, and he's like doing his thing,
mm-hmm.
and he does like his handstand, and then he like does this pose where he's like doing a handstand kind of.
Yeah.
He's jacked, dude. You got to be jacked to be able to do that. It's so cool though.
To watch them fight is really, really cool. And like, that's the, I mean, like obviously everything has to be mo-capped, but I like the real fighting styles over all the new characters where they're just like making stuff up now.
I was trying Azucena today,
mm-hmm.
the Colombian.
I would assume so. She really likes her coffee. So yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Central America. What was I going to say? I was trying her out today and I like her style, like the dancing style,
mm-hmm.
but it's like Justin was saying, that's not MMA at all. I wish they would have just called it something else.
Yeah.
Like hip hop.
Like her throws look like MMA, like you're doing grapples and stuff.
Yeah,
on the ground,
I mean, there's inspiration there for sure, but it's like, that's not. Yeah. No, you're never going to go into the octagon and start bebopping around.
Show me the MMA fighter that's doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So it's like, and then there's, what's her face with the, learned style.
Lily. Yeah.
I haven't fought a Lily yet. I thought she was popular.
Yeah, I actually have. I mean, I did early on, but like, dude, everyone I'm fighting now is just straight up like, you got your Steves, just like the boxer.
Yeah. Which is surprising.
A lot of kings.
King is the king.
Yeah. You're starting to see though, like the kind of crazy thing is the higher I got, because I got midway through orange and then I got demoted because it was like the game's like, whoa, you don't belong here.
Yeah.
And they smacked me down real quick.
Which is good though, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't deserve to be there. I just lucked out, which is fine. I get that. I got to work at it. But I got demoted, but like in that middle tier, I think it's called Destroyer or something like that. And that's where you're starting to see like the new characters pop up where you're like, this is where like your Dragunovs are and your Fangs are and your like all these other like hard hitting characters that are maybe a little bit more like I fought a Kazuya that was just unstoppable. Like I could not do anything.
You know what's so weird too? It's like you play these guys who are so good. Mm-hmm. From your perspective. But if they played any pro, they get absolutely trounced. And you just think to yourself, like, what is the gap? What am I missing here, dude? Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's tough, too, because, like, I think with us, like, when you and I fight, we know each other's moves. So, like, and, like, even when we were playing right before this, I could tell you what you were going to do half the time because you have, like, the patterns, right? So, like, if you're hitting your heat, I know I have to pop mine immediately because you're automatically going in. Now, there are other options, and if I was smart, I would mix it up, but, like, I always pop mine right after yours.
Yeah.
There was another one where it was, like, every time, I'm making this up, but, like, every time you would, like, do a certain move, I could freely just sweep you and then kick you into the wall and stuff like that, where if you're playing online, you don't get that. Like you play a match and you get three rounds and like if you're quick enough you might start to pick up some, but like one match isn't really good enough to really kind of get.
It does feel good though when you do pick up on something. Like I was playing this who's the new chick, the Hihachi?
Reyna.
Reyna.
Yeah.
So many Reynas, by the way.
I started like, playing a lot of Reyna.
Reyna?
Her combos are like insanely
easy. She's
got
that stupid she's got like lightnings and stuff which are so annoying, but she was like just ducking everything, so I had to like totally change up the game plan. I'm like, okay, I gotta remember all. I don't have a lot of mids, like good mids, so that is bad for me when people are just playing on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh,
she literally rolls on the ground. That's one of her moves.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I'm like a lot of my strings and stuff where I can cancel and move and I get a lot of frames and stuff is all high.
Yep.
And there's some mid that you can mix up, but like it's not great. Like I feel like you and Victor, when we play Justin, has so many good mid options.
Yep, but I don't use them like appropriately. That's the problem.
I think I don't know. Your mid game is so much better than mine, which is why I think
that's just the nature of the moves.
Well, I think you have a better understanding of the game. Like I am still trying to grasp, like what am I supposed to do in these situations? Like you know, there's space. How do I close the gap? How do I get in? How do I? And then I'm starting to be like, there's some moves I like that are longer range, but. Then you start picking up on those and it gets obvious. So I'm like trying to, maybe I got to go back to the move list and find some secret text, but like, I don't know. It does feel good though. Every once in a while you find a new move, like my cartwheel kick I did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a new one I have. And that's 2-3 at the same time, which I mapped to my left trigger. Cause I can't hit that at the same time.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and it's a mid string with decent range. Mm-hmm. So it's like a good, like if someone's coming at me low a lot, that's a great counter.
Yeah.
It's just right into them. But I got to figure out how I follow up. I don't have a great follow up on that, but anyways, I did want to say though, every time I run into a law in ranked, they are fucked.
Oh yeah,
I know. No, you just match them so hard. Sure. They're just dumbfounded. Like, yep. I have 2-0'd every law I played.
Yeah,
they're dumbfounded how well I know the matchup. It's the funniest thing. Yep. I played like 2 and I dismantled them.
The only time I, and like the people pick up on it really quickly, like on my combos and stuff, because I just don't have a good like long string combo. I will always hit people on that third hit because no one's expecting it, and apparently just they haven't played anyone. Mm. The only people that like know it are like the people that have like Law as their like profile pick, where like they might have played him at one point. They're like, yeah. Oh, I know this move or yeah. something. But yeah, same with like Nina's. Like, I don't see a lot of that. I think that's probably like higher level play that, you know, might start creeping in there.
What do you mean? Oh, you don't see a lot of Nina's.
I've fought exactly one, and I just thrashed her.
Yeah,
because they weren't as good as you. Like, they were just kind of doing like very very basic stuff.
Yeah,
and it was piece of cake.
I will say the good thing about, and I'm getting to the point now where I want to start trying new characters, mm-hmm. since I think I have more of a grasp on maybe the basics. But the good thing about Nina is her skill ceiling is really high.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, there's always more to learn on it, mm-hmm. right? You know what I mean? So it's like, as I get better as a player, I can utilize her better, hopefully.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know. I think Reyna is probably the closest thing that I could play and feel somewhat good at. It's just, looking at a lot of the combos, they're like very different than what my muscle memory is trying to do.
Right.
And it really,
dude, I was trying to play as a Senna today, and I'm like just going through the basic moves and strings. I'm like, oh my God. And then like, you're going to get your wires crossed with Nina. Yeah. And it's like, dude, yeah. this sucks. I don't like this at all.
And that's what I texted you today. I'm like, dude, I'm getting just thrashed around, help me pick a new main, because I'm like, I hate everything about this.
Yeah,
but like to your point, like with grinding it, it's like, okay, well, just stick with your character and just get better at your. So like, I started watching, like as soon as we got off, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna start watching.
Yeah,
like that video, because like before it was, here's beginner Law, and I didn't understand everything he was talking about.
Yeah,
but now I'm starting to, so I'm like, oh, okay, like it's not really a beginner video, but I went back and it's like it's making a little bit more sense.
Well, there's like several aspects from my point of view that you have to understand. Like, one is just the neutral game, right? Which mm-hmm. is like when you're just both standing there and trying to hit each other. So it's like poke stuff and strings. So you got to have all those, which is, I think, your strongest point of your game. But then you have to understand your punishes really well, right? So like, there's a 10 frame punish, which is just your jabs usually. So like for me, it's 1-4. I just do a jab kick.
So that means that if somebody attacks you,
yeah.
and you block it,
and they're at -10,
yeah.
on the block,
yeah.
I get a free jab on you.
Yep.
And then you have your 11, 12, 14, 15. Now 15 is the launcher. So if they do a big move, like in Victor, for example, when he tries to hit you with his gun, the butt of his gun, that's like a -15,
yeah.
or more. So you can launch after that,
right.
you know what I mean? So it's like understanding that stuff is like, but then you got to go through every matchup and you got to know, oh, when
yeah,
when you do double backflip and I block it, I can do this exact punish. Yep. I have this many frames.
And that's what I'm trying to learn, where not giving you an opening, like not giving you that 15, like I can do like,
but that's
just
the beauty of the game is
you have to know when to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's when the mind games start.
Yep.
I think that's cool about Tekken, and I guess it applies to all fighting games, is there's a lot of mind game stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I've noticed is there's, at least for Nina, I'm sure it applies to every other character, you have a lot of strings that are branching paths. Mm-hmm. Like, my jab-jab, for example, I have a 1-2, which is just high-high jab-jab, but my down-forward 1-2 is also a jab-jab, but it's mid-high. But right. it looks the same.
Yeah.
So if they start ducking my 1-2, I can mix that up and then I can poke them yep. with that. And now I got a whole string for free because I snap, you know.
It seems like you have, sorry for this. Hopefully people like Tekken. I don't know. This is just Tekken Hour now.
We know at least Justin's listening.
Yeah.
Somebody. Writing down all of our secret
Jeff,
moves.
Yeah. My,
right.
my thing is like, I don't have a good pop up because either the one I have is like really slow.
They're all slow.
I have to be very, very close to do it, and I always get thrown. Like, if I get close enough to jab, I feel like I'm constantly getting thrown. So, like, to block a throw, do you just have to hit one button, or do you have to hit
one
both?
One or two. It depends on which arm. If they're coming at you with their one arm, which is their right arm, I think, right?
Yeah.
You hit one. If they're coming out with left, it's two. But there are some throws where it's one and two. So it gets a little tricky.
Hit both. Yeah.
Which is why King is really tough.
Mm-hmm.
Because he actually has throws that look identical, but are different.
Yeah. Well, I played
He comes at you with both arms.
King. I did some combos with him.
Yeah.
And it's super cool because I think he's the only character that can just grab you out of midair and just keep like punishing you.
My knowledge, yeah.
Yeah.
No, King's sweet. He's infuriating to play against though. You have to like keep him out.
I assume that like most people are not, at least in our level, are not willing to swap the stage, right? Like to swap the side of the stage. So like I know for me, rarely am I gonna do like the two throw. Like, I always do the one just because it keeps me on the left side for whatever reason. Now, if I'm getting, like, smacked around by these combos, then I'll try to, like, mix it up because I found, especially on our level, like, a lot of people can't do a combo as well coming in from the right side than the left side.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It is a lot of mind games. A lot of...
I've been getting swapped. I just fought a... I'm still trying to understand everyone's name. The dude with the swords.
The sword? Yoshimitsu?
Yoshimitsu.
I haven't seen a single one of those.
Swapping me. Yeah, I was fighting. Actually, right before you got on, fought him, and I barely lost, and those are the worst.
Yep.
He hit me with a rage art, too, which I wanted to die.
I mean, you feel... it feels good. Like, if it goes to a final round, I'm okay with it. I still get like annoyed and I'm like, I should have that. But like, at least you're not getting swept. If you're getting like 3-0'd, like that's a bad feeling.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I feel like I mean, it happens, but I usually can take a game.
Yeah.
Even from you, I can usually take a game.
Oh, for sure.
But you perfect me like three times.
No, like in the last hour. I was heightened.
You're pissed.
I need to get out of a funk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also starting to like span the lows a little bit and stuff. And like, there are a couple times when you were on the wall and I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to like hit another low because I don't want to be that type of person.
You should. I'm telling you, dude, you have to do that. So I learned like that's beneficial.
Yeah. But you can't like, if you're on your back, it's not going to do anything. If anything, that's just going to drive home like your frustration. Right. Like there are a couple times where like, it's like, okay, like you right before he got off. Like, I still ended up winning, but it was like, okay, like, right there, I would have ended it. Like, the one point when you were on the ground, whenever I said that. So it's like...
Why didn't you?
Just to practice more. Like, I think that's the beauty of sparring. Like, we don't get anything out of it. Like, we get some money, I guess, but you don't get anything out of playing friends, which normally it's like, okay, so, like, friend matches are always, like, at a disadvantage because you're not actually gaining rank or experience or whatever, but you're getting experience off of each other. So I would much rather say like, oh, hey, I would have swept you here. And then we just keep going and keep trying new things. Then what's the alternative? End the game early. And I don't see how you get up or how to like block or do something like that, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
I can keep sweeping you if you want.
Well, I just don't think it's a realistic environment at that point. Like they're going to sweep me.
Well, yeah, but I think that's the beauty of us playing together. Like, if it's like, hey, let's just go all out and let's hit each other, then that's fine.
Yeah.
But I was trying to come at it like, I need to mix up my stuff. I need to try.
Yeah, no, that happens to me too. Like, if I get ahead on you, if I'm like two up on you, I start like trying new things. I'm like, all right, let's try to remember what's in the toolkit here.
Yeah.
There's so many, dude. I have like 130 moves.
Yeah.
Like, it's just too much shit.
I've only looked at combos. Like I haven't looked at like the actual like individual. Like I've maybe looked at maybe 5% of what he's capable of.
Well, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff. Like I have a good understanding of the basic strings and stuff, but my low game is so. That's what I need to practice next. I need to practice blocking low, but also the punishes when you block a low are totally different, obviously, because like you get while standing is a whole stance, There's mm-hmm. moves there, and it's like, yeah. and I'm not great at doing those. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess you have to release and press the button at the same time. Like, I'm not great at the timing yet, so I can't get it consistently. So I got to just grind that. Like, the thing about it's good and bad. Like, fighting games, you can, especially in Tekken 8, the practice mode is great, and you can just do what you need to set up what you need to practice and work on. But it is so boring.
It can be.
It's yeah. like just grinding yep. away. But that's what you got to do. You got to get in the workshop. And
then, like, but the thing is, like, whenever you go in, especially when you're like doing a combo or something and you're grinding that, like, you need to then immediately go into an actual match and, like, while it's fresh in your head and, like, try to implement that where you're not staring at the inputs, you're staring at your enemy. As you're right. trying to like connect things,
I have
and
that
stuff.
Problem too. Like, especially yeah. when I'm learning a new combo, I'm just staring at that input.
It's almost like I haven't really looked into this. Maybe you can, but I would much rather have it in the middle of the screen, or at least have the option to like move it closer to your character, or move it like right above them or something, rather than like always like just anchored to the left side.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Fighting games are hard.
Yeah,
they're so difficult.
What's your goal? Like, what are you trying to?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get better. I don't know if I have a goal
specifically.
I just want to. That's the beauty of having a rival, dude. You keep getting better with them.
Stay as good.
I want to hold my own against you and Justin. Like, I feel like I'm definitely on a tier below you guys.
So see, I don't think so, man. You were crushing me last night.
I mean, I can't beat Justin. And maybe that's a Victor thing. Like, I just don't.
Victor's tough. Yeah.
Understand the matchup. But yeah, sometimes, I mean, we go back and forth sometimes. It's very streaky, though, like I was saying,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, I'll crush you for like 30 minutes and then you'll crush me for 30 minutes. It's very strange.
We just started overthinking stuff, and
it's cool though. I like that aspect where it's like, you're right. We know each other's fighting style so well.
Yep.
So then it becomes like, what layer can I add now? And I think that makes you a lot better.
Yeah.
Because when you get to higher ranks, they're going to know the matchup better than lower ranks, of course. Right. So it's like, if you have someone where you are forced to be really creative because they know your character so well, it's like, well,
yeah.
I've been here.
it is wild where it's like there's so much out right now and there's so many games like we wanted to play and try and different things like that. But it's just like my mind is just solely on Tekken. Like if I want to unwind, like, I mean, granted, I always get pissed off and then it's like the opposite. But
yeah,
that's all I want to play.
It's fun. Yeah. I'm having a good time.
Yeah,
I'm having a really it's scratching my competitive itch.
Have you done? Are you doing just pure ranked or are you trying to like go to the arcade and do like group battles where it's like, it's not ranked. I keep forgetting that exists where you can like challenge other people and it's not like going against you and you're not losing stuff.
No, I've just been doing ranked. Whenever I need a break from ranked, I've been doing the super ghost battles and trying to unlock everyone's alternate skin.
Nice.
So there's like 32 of them. So I've got like halfway. So, I'm a lot better against the computer, so I think I'm getting better. I'll still lose every once in a while, though. So,
yeah,
not perfect, but yeah, I want to. My Nina's okay, and she's my main as of right now. But I don't feel like I've given a fair shake to everyone or other people, so I'm gonna start slowly incorporating other people.
Yeah.
Just see how it goes. But I was trying today, and I was like, ugh. Starting from square one feels so bad.
Jin's good one. Devil Jin's good one.
Devil Jin's kind of crazy, dude.
Yeah.
He's kind of like flying moves and like he's quick.
Mm-hmm.
I got smacked by one today. I was like, damn. But I think he's pretty hard to play, is my understanding.
Maybe. I should probably look up like a tier list of like what's the beginner and then mid and then high.
There's some good videos on that that I've seen where it's like. And here's the thing, too. Like, they're totally right. Like, I can play Nita at a low... Like, I have demonstrated I can win at a low level.
Mm-hmm.
So you can win with anyone at a low level. So you really should start with someone that you just like. But there are obviously characters that are just naturally going to be easier for beginners. So Azucena is, like, on that list, and she's good. So I want to explore that. I also want to try Kuma. just because I love
need a,
Kuma.
You need like a troll.
I haven't seen thing. Kuma.
Yeah.
Once.
Yep.
So I kind of want to bring out the bear, dude. He's yeah. funny. He's so funny when he starts flipping around. And I might try King. Those are kind of the ones on the horizon. I was doing all my customizing my characters.
Yeah.
The next ones I've wanted to try. I don't know. I think I struck gold with Nina though, because like
yeah.
I love the outfit I put on her. The other ones I'm like, damn, the base outfits are just better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I did the Hulk Hogan King. So if I ever want to bring King out,
yeah.
he does have the Hulk Hogan.
I have an okay King.
Stuff, but.
For King, I was like, I did his Tekken 7 yeah. one because he still has a cape.
Mm-hmm.
You need him. I love him with the cape. Him with the cape is so
See,
sick.
See, I don't like the cape as much.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's so cool.
Yeah.
But I got a cape. It's got like leopard print on it. It's so funny. But yeah, I got King, June, and Azucena I customized.
I assume June's still
and Kuma.
Valid.
She has to be.
Yeah, June's really powerful. And then Asuka's really powerful too. Like I was fighting some people that had like really wicked combos with her.
Yeah, June's super annoying. She's got that whirlwind or what do you call it? Tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Just lows forever.
Yep.
It's the worst.
Yep. I don't know. I just want to keep playing. I just want. I like it, it's. You will get better, and it's one of those like. If I just keep grinding, you're constantly like you're. Numbers always go up. I don't think you lose Tekken prowess. So, like, if you get smacked around, like, you might only get a very little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you beat, like, a higher level dude, like, you'll get a decent chunk of prowess points, which isn't the same as, like, your rank going up. But, I don't know. It's cool.
Yeah. I'm surprised I even am able to win online. Like I thought I was gonna be like just never win a game. So like I
think it's because
better than the worst.
Well, I mean you're doing it like early on, right? Like a lot of people are playing it probably for the first time, like yourself. And like the nice thing is as things are, you know, kind of ironing out a little bit, it's only gonna get like better, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
Where I mean, early on, a lot of the people that are just well beyond our rank have to climb the ranks themselves, so they're just, you know, thrashing everybody on the way up, and if you're caught in the crossfire it just feels bad.
I just think people have such a huge advantage if they played the previous ones, because like I just hear like whenever I'm seeing watching like these character guides or like people talking about the game, they're like, oh yeah, you know, this is the same as Tekken 7, or like, you know, here are the differences, and it's like they have like a foundation to build off of.
Yeah.
And there's like a history of these movesets, which I think is like really cool. Like, oh, they brought back Jin's whatever or something. Like, I don't know the specifics, but I think it's really cool to track that. But I do think it gives you a huge advantage, like just knowing all that.
You get like an idea of the rhythm and,
yeah.
and different things like that. Yeah. But I mean, it's only
style.
For so long. Like, it's not. I don't disagree with you. I just don't think that
like
it's
a good starting
be,
point, though.
Yeah.
Like someone who's played every Tekken,
yeah,
like will be at such a higher level with Jin than me.
I mean, that's why I picked Law, because like out of all the characters that I know I've played before, Paul is drastically different. Jin is drastically different. I was never good with Horang, but Law was like pretty solid. So like the one where like I run up your chest and do like a flip and hit you, that used to be his like OG throw.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it was just like, it's a different input. So eventually, you know, like everything's there. It's just like slightly different. Apparently he's a lot easier to play too. I don't know.
Yeah. He's on the easier side. I yeah. heard.
Yeah.
But every character has a high ceiling because it's a fighting game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. I heard the robot chick is like super cheesy.
I can believe that.
Yeah, with yeah. her chainsaw hands and stuff.
Alicia? Elisa?
It starts with an A, but I don't yeah. remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Tekken 8's fun. It's a good game.
Yeah. Everyone should play it. What else you said you did Persona. Any early impressions on Persona 3?
Yeah, I started Persona. I'm not far enough to like say anything about it, really. It looks really good. Now, the thing is, like, they had like the Persona 3 like portable version, I actually don't know the history of the game. I thought it was on like PlayStation 2 or something. So, and then they came out with a portable version later, maybe on like PSP or something. But like the version that you could play like nowadays before the remake came out, not remake, remaster came out. Well, it's more of a remake, I would say, was like the portable version. So it was like really, like it was all there, but it's really weird. Like Nate was talking about it, where it's like, you don't really get to walk in the world at all. You kind of, are in a room and then you click a button and you go to the next room. It kind of takes you out of it a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's hard to explain, but this is seamless. It's like the other games, you know, 4 and 5, and they really just modernized it. But from what I hear, they've kept the integrity of the original, which is always really important when you're like remaking something, right? So, but it's Persona, right? I mean, it's like I know what I was getting into, and it's great. And I like it, so a lot of the same things.
It's good.
Especially since like this one came first, right? Like I've played successors. So I've seen the evolution already. Yeah. But it's cool to see where it started, yeah.
So does it have a good like opening or anything? Like 5 was fine. Like I thought 5 had a really strong opening and then it kind of like got boring real quick for me.
Well, you gotta like the loop of these games, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's for everyone, but a lot of people really love the. I was trying to describe it to my friend, and I actually had a really tough time describing like
the gameplay loop.
Yeah, like how would you describe Persona to someone who's never played it?
I mean, Persona 5 is like a dungeon crawler. Would be the quickest way that I would describe it.
Yeah, but there's so many other. Like I was telling him, like there's this dungeon component to it, and it's turn based and all this stuff.
But you gotta talk to everybody. Also,
slice of life, like. Relationship manager aspect to it too, and like mini games like just fishing and baseball and just all this stuff.
This stuff's weird, man. I don't know.
It's Japan.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna play Yakuza. That's similar.
Yeah, that's similar vibe. That's the plan. It's like a $70 game.
70?
Like, yeah.
It's got great reviews though.
I know.
I've never played one.
Me either, but people that were talking about it, I was listening to some folks, and they were saying it's like their favorite one by far.
But is it like the best for a newcomer?
I don't know.
Like, I know they're all I don't think they're connected in any way. Like, every single one is different, is my understanding.
This one's connected to the Like a Dragon
series. I see. Okay. Like a Dragon's different than, like, the numbered series.
Because that was when they went away from, like, the action brawler, which I think I would actually be more interested in because I like that style of gameplay, and this one's more turn-based, which is take it or leave it for me.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I like a good turn-based game.
This is contextual, so it's kind of like the best of both worlds. So like the Like a Dragon, I guess just Like a Dragon, which is on Game Pass, so like part of me was like, oh, do I just download that and try that first just to get some context for free, you know?
Yeah.
But Infinite apparently like dramatically improves that idea. So like, it's not just turn-based, it's very contextual. Like I was telling you guys, like if you're near like a trash can, pick up the trash can, throw it at the guy and then do X combo or something. I don't know.
I'm always interested when there's like an old system that's like, I feel like you have to get really creative. Like when you talk about turn-based, I don't think turn-based does well in the modern world.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get very creative about how you implement it and keep it fresh and have different aspects that are interesting enough to keep people engaged. Like there will be people who always like turn-based, but like if you're trying to capture a new audience, like how do you take this turn-based model? And because like turn-based always to me feels like, eventually it's like, okay, well I have to be at a certain like level.
Mm-hmm.
And then my moves will kill. Like it's very like solvable, I guess, if that makes sense, right? Like, oh, this boss is going to do this and that, and like, there's not a lot. Like when it is action oriented, there's outplay potential.
Like there's a skill level, and I'm not trying to throw shade at turn based stuff, but you're right. Turn based turns into more of like problem solving and it's like a puzzle. And then the action stuff is like, all right, well, make sure you know your combos, make sure you're dodging, make sure you're whatever.
Which, there's nothing wrong with puzzles, but it's like, how do you make that engaging where it's like, oh, maybe I'm a little underleveled, but I was very clever in the way I approached this, mm-hmm. and I was able to, you know, beat the boss, whatever.
I think it's also a level of like engagement too. For me, that's why I always gravitate more towards the action stuff, because it's like I'm constantly like hitting things and moving and like interacting with the game. Where let's say I sit down in front of the computer and it's, you know, long day at work, whatever, I'm done for the day and it's nighttime and we ate, I'm just like sleepy, but I don't want to like fall asleep on the couch watching TV. If I come down here and I put on like a like an RPG or like a Persona 5 or something, and this happened with even Fire Emblem, the Four Houses, where you're like you're running around, you're talking to people. And it's just like a lot of like, okay, just read, talk and walk around and stuff. But then when you go into the turn-based stuff and then it, like the game like pauses while you're picking your moves or whatever, dude, I just nod off and I'm just like, okay, I can't keep my eyes open for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No. What's the best turn-based game that you've played, like that you can think of? The system, I guess.
I mean, I still have a soft spot, obviously, for Grandia 2 for that, because it does like pause it, but it's, again, a little contextual like that. Obviously, Baldur's Gate's very good. I actually really liked... They took the Grandia system. Child of Light was one that was actually... I thought it was a pretty neat story, neat game. You probably have no idea.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a Ubisoft joint. Like it's pretty good.
It's not like, recent. It was a while ago?
It's forever ago. Oh, okay. It was a long time ago. Like, more recent than Grandia 2, but...
Well, Grandia was always cool because it was like, you input everything at once and you see how it plays out.
Yeah.
And there's like so many mind games because it's like, okay, well, I think he's going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put this really goofy input in where I'm moving over here and doing this move or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, if he doesn't do that, it's interesting. I don't know.
I mean, you have, like, the newer, like, turn-based, like, card games and things like that. Or you have, like, Cobalt Core that I played last year. I might have played it this year, but it was from last year or something.
Yeah.
But it's one of those, like, you know, it's turn-based in the way that it'll, like, the game will wait for you to pick your moves or do what you want to do, but... like it will tell you like, here's what your enemy's going to do next turn. What would you like to do? And it's like the problem solving aspect of like, yeah. Okay, how do I defend myself and attack them at the same time? Or how do I dodge like, you know, that sort of thing. I tend to gravitate towards those more than like your Final Fantasy VII or your like, okay, the action stops. You pick your move for each person. You just trade hits and hope that you don't get one shot by this boss. And go grind some more to level up.
Yeah, that's kind of how games used to be in a turn-based style. Like the Final Fantasies were always like that, right? Which is why I like the move to the action-oriented combat.
Mm-hmm.
I know people are very conflicted about that, but I thought like the combat for 16 was really good and 7 Remake was good.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't watch the Rebirth. Is it Rebirth?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't watch the thing for that just because of spoilers. And the funny thing is, so like I watched it, it was very short. It was like 20 minutes, if that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching it and I'm just like, man, is that a spoiler? I don't know. Like, was that in the original game? Like, I can't remember. It's crazy how like just the littlest thing is suddenly like, oh, and here's new characters and a new story and a new whatever. And like, I'm not trying to spoil anything for you, but it's just like, they're adding so much extra stuff to kind of like flesh everything out like they did in the first game. But this is just on another level. Like it's just so much more.
Well, I was telling you, like, this is going to be the pivotal one because like the first game accounted for like 10% of the original game.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like going to be the majority of the actual original game. So they have to ensure that this is like, I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, like, depending on how far they go, but they have to do it within 3 games. They have to complete the whole thing within 3 games. So I don't know.
I mean,
it needs to be tough.
Again, not to spoil anything. I just like seeing some of the stuff that they were showing, which I would say is pretty heavily spoilery whenever they're showing like, and you go here and here and here. I'm like, is there game left from like what they're showing? Like I was like, I thought that was at the end of the game.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird
Well, it could be potentially like the first one where it's like you know, they showed everything. Like, Square always does this. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying before, maybe it's a Japanese, like, it does well over there where it's like they want to see as much as possible, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But they showed everything, but the end was very different, right? And that was kind of the key moment. I mean, there was a lot of differences, but the end was like, okay, everything's changing.
How do you feel about like nothing transferring over? I think we might have already talked a little bit about it, but like, are you a fan of that where it's essentially just like, this is just a standalone game?
It doesn't bother me, but I would prefer the progression.
Yeah, like between games. Yeah. Like, I mean, if you're going to spend all your time running around, upgrading everything, doing everything, like having that carry over to the other games.
But you just run into like such a power scaling issue. Yeah. So that's tough. I don't know. I mean, I go back to my favorite, man, Mass Effect. While you had to start over, like level wise, the relationship aspect was there. Right. So you did feel some progression, right? Well, it wasn't in-game progression, but it was narrative progression.
Do you want a small spoiler? Or you just want nothing? So they were pretty big on like, hey, you can just romance anyone you want.
But that was original too.
Yeah, but I think there's more options is what they said. I don't know what more options you can do.
I think the original, you could do Aerith, Tifa, Yuffie, which was really tough to do.
Barrett. Yeah.
And that might have been it. So I think now maybe you can, because I did in one of the trailers see he was in the thing with Kate Sith or something, which is fucking hilarious. Good for Cloud, man. Yeah. That's great.
It looked good. If I have to hear Aerith sing one more time, I'm just going to kind of like claw my ears out, but
I think I stopped at a good time. I was like, I'm excited. I'm gonna, that last trailer is
like
always
2 weeks
too
from
much.
Now or 3 weeks from now.
3 weeks from now. I'm really trying to get Persona done before then. I don't know if I'm going to, though. Going to be able to. I might have to take a day or two off work and just grind the fuck out of Persona. Because I do. I hate having something like I'm currently playing and then switching to something else. That really
especially
kills
something
me.
Big like that. Like Tekken's nice because it's just you can always go back to
it's
it.
Always
and
there.
Just kinda get,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tekken's a great little nugget we have now.
Yeah.
Where it's like we can just go back to that.
Yeah.
And then balloons when we don't want to hate everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a little nice arsenal here, nice little toolkit.
There's a ton. So Steam Next Fest is going on right now. Ton of demos out. There's one that was like Pacific Drive, I think is what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
It's a narrative based game where you're just driving. And I was like, oh, that might be a John S. John game.
Yeah.
And there's also a truck simulator, but it's in outer space.
Can I use my wheel for either of those games?
It's a great question. I don't know.
How fun would that be?
That would be pretty neat.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. But like I downloaded both of those. I haven't played them yet, so we'll see how that goes.
Narrative driving game.
Yeah. And there's another one where it's like, I think it's called like Children of Light or Child of Light or something. I think it's this one, but it's like you're...
That's the game you just talked about.
It's not that. It's not Child of Light, but
it's like
Children of the Sun, maybe.
Okay.
Child of the Sun.
Sure.
But it seemed like everything's like paused and you're like a sniper and you have to like, it's like wanted basically. And like you're shooting a bullet and you have to like curve it and like kill everyone in the level. And it's like a little puzzle game thing. I think I'm matching those up right, but I downloaded a game that looks like that.
Wait, these are all demos or what?
All demos. Yeah, Steam Next Fest. You know what that is?
No.
So Steam Next Fest, what they do is they want to highlight like indie games and like just try to get people to take a look at other stuff rather than just like, hey, it's Tekken and Yakuza and I don't know, Starfield, like whatever. Like, but it's trying to get like the little guys a little bit more attention too, which is awesome. But what they do is they do it for like a week period or 2 week period or something. And there's just like everyone puts out demos, like demos galore. And you'll have like an ongoing thing on the main page where you see like, you know, influencers play, developers play, explain their game, kind of basically giving you that like 30-second pitch of like, here's what this is all about. Like, try it out for yourself, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Found a lot of cool like gems from there. Which is really neat, but download a whole bunch. I got to play a whole bunch. That was out, and then Skull and Bones beta started last night, I think. Goes through Sunday. It's a boring game. Is kind of like my initial two cents. Like, I'm trying to come in at it with like a clear, open mind type of thing. And I understand that everyone really likes Black Flag with Assassin's Creed. And like, I kind of want to go back to that just to see if it's like, does it actually hold up or was it just kind of cool in the moment? But looking at how that game works, everything about it is like slow and plodding and just like really like just boring. Like even from the sailing around aspect is so non-responsive. And it could be the fact that it's just, oh, well, you have a really dumb, dinky ship, right? But if that's the case, then like you're not making me want to stay to like improve it. Like give me a glimpse or give me something. But that was really tough. And like the walking around is like really annoying. And it's just like talking to people and they're just being real like over the top pirate. So it's like, are you loving land Rover, whatever. I don't know, but it's really dumb. Like I'm hoping that there's something like beyond that. And like, if like, you know, reviews come out and everyone's saying like, oh, you have to play through this intro part, but then it gets really good or it's an interesting thing. But I was like, what am I doing? Like, I understand that Sea of Thieves launched, it was pretty bare bones and like there wasn't a lot there. And I understand that it's kind of apples and oranges where Sea of Thieves is very, it's first person. It's like you have to load the cannonball and you have to fire the cannonball and stuff. But that was a lot more interesting and fun and like tactile, I guess, is the best way of describing it. Where this game was like, you're in a ship and you have to just right click and it just zooms in with a crosshair and you just hold the right button down to like fire your cannons. Like you don't do anything. You just shoot it at the other ship. I don't know. It's really weird. Like even Black Flag and Odyssey did it better where like you're actually like holding it in and judging the distance and aiming for the mast to like slow them down here and stuff. And like there are certain aspects that you can like upgrade your ship and do things for where it's like, okay, you're going to shred their sails to like slow them down so you can board them and stuff. But like to get there and to like get what you need is terrible. And then unless I'm drastically mistaken, because it is, you know, to be fair, it's just a beta, it could be different, but it comes out next week. So I don't, you know, but like the way it was is like you have like your silver, which is what you get in game and you're like buying stuff. But dude, there's so many cosmetics that have a different currency. That's like, okay, is this, you just want to sell cosmetics? Is this how this is going? Like, you know, all the cool stuff's locked behind even more money that you got to spend. Doesn't feel great. I don't know.
How does the game run? Is it good performance wise?
Yeah, I think it runs fine. I think they're having a lot of online issues.
Yeah.
Like I think they turned off the voice chat already. And then the annoying thing is, and I've always hated this for like any MMO or any type of online game where you have like a chat window at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And like, honestly, even Tekken has this in the lounge, but I hate having that like pop up and like, you just see like just people screaming in the chat, like constantly, like yeah. It takes me right out of it.
Right.
The problem with this game is if you talk to somebody, like there's a big error message in orange letters that says like, hey, you know, this is down, we're experiencing errors or something. And that's like plastered across your screen. And then eventually it fades out. But then if you go and you talk to like the blacksmith, and then when you're done talking to the blacksmith, that thing pops up again. And every time you change from talking to a person back to the real world or go to your ship back to the real world, that error message just keeps popping up. And it's like, yeah, it's annoying. It's so, yeah, just like dumb little things like that. Yeah.
But it is a beta, right? So
yeah. Yeah, I just like.
But didn't they delay this game like a million years?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
just strange.
And when in one of the reasons, like they just straight up said, like we're trying to find the fun, like we're trying to figure out what makes this game like what's the loop, what's fun about it, you know, that sort of thing.
Yikes.
And it's like, dude, it's not fun to talk to someone. They're like, "We'll make you the best ship you ever did see. Yar, mm-hmm. Go get planks of wood," and then you go 2,000. Meters or whatever measurement, you know, they're using, and you literally saw a tree down and then you
but that's
MMOs, sail back dude. Over. I know, but like how is that like fun? And like you kind of do the same thing in Sea of Thieves, right? Like Sea of Thieves, you jump in your ship and you go, but like at least the water's there and like you're passing the time. So it's like the sailing is fast enough where you're not actually experiencing sailing, if that makes sense. Like Sea of Thieves, you're like constantly moving the sails and catching the wind and doing all this stuff. This game, it's literally like there, you don't see where the wind is. You can kind of judge it where like which way your sail's going. And if you turn, you might get like a little voice line. It's like, oh, we caught the wind, Captain, you know, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like you can't like judge, like you can't turn your sails or be efficient with your sailing ability. It's literally like you're just going point A to point B, you get to point B, do the quest, come back.
Right.
And even like the walking around bit, like the character model looks like fine enough. Like I think games have progressed, and especially with how good, and Tekken's a very different game, but like the character models look really good in Tekken.
Yeah.
So like watching these, they look just like soulless robots. But whenever you start walking, it did the Witcher sin of it takes him like 5 seconds to actually start moving. It feels like you push forward and like then they start moving. It's not like snappy, and it's maybe a little bit more realistic that way, but it doesn't feel good.
No.
And it's the same thing with the sails. Like the sails, it's not like, I keep bringing up Sea of Thieves because that's a pirate game, right? Like that's the last pirate game I played. We played 2000 hours of it. It's a good, fun sailing game. So for this, it's like you get in your ship. If you want to move forward, you press W once and it kind of moves your speed up and you start going forward, but you don't have really control on the sail. You can like go up one more level. And then if you really want to go fast, you hit it one more level. And then you have like a sprint meter, basically like a stamina meter that ticks down.
Mm-hmm.
And then while that's ticking down, you can like eat some fish to bring up your stamina or whatever. It's just like, what are we doing? You know,
I don't know.
Like there are much, much better games of that genre. Even like Windward got not great reviews, and I thought that was a much better game. And that was like a top-down sailing game where you're literally just like taking items from point A to point B, and you're basically just like a merchant ship that like sometimes fights people and stuff.
Yeah.
But like that was more fun, and I got sucked into that like instantly compared to this game. Like I want to like this. I like pirates. You know I like pirates. Yeah. And it's just this one is just...
I was never on this game, dude. I just...
Yeah.
Never...
I mean, we'll see what score it gets. Maybe it's just like it's a bad slice, but if they're saying... I mean, it's the beginning of the game, so like your progression carries over. Like they basically just gave you the first, I don't know, let's call it 6 hours of the game or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not fun.
No, it's not. Like, I mean, I've literally to the point of it's not like I sailed back to port and like did my little thing. Like, okay, I'm going to sell these. I'll buy these, whatever. And then I'll quit out the game. It'll be like, I'm just sailing and like mid sail. I'm like, screw this. And I just exit the game because it's just like, this is boring. Like just boring.
Yikes.
But hey, I hope someone else enjoys it.
Maybe fine. Yeah, someone will.
It's crossplay. That's cool.
Yeah. I don't get MMOs.
It's not an MMO. That's,
oh, really?
That's the problem. It is, but it's not. Like they're.
That doesn't make sense.
They don't know what it is. Oh. They redeveloped this game so many times.
Yeah.
It has no identity. It has
lost it.
It your character is this mute person that just is like. Like she's always about to say something and like the NPCs cut her off. And I don't know if that's just like an ongoing gag or whatever, like just bugs me, man. Like it's not, it takes itself kind of seriously, but it's not serious at all. And like it's one of those, like you get washed up on, you know, some like board or something and these people rescue you. And within maybe 10 minutes, they're like, you're our captain now. Yay. It's like, what?
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
Those things should be earned, right?
Absolutely.
Back when I played Puzzle Pirates extensively, that was like one of the best feelings. Like working your way up the ranks, right? Like you'd have to join a guild and you're a little
swashbuckler or whatever. There's some of that. It's just not It's not emerging. Granted, Sea of Thieves had plenty of years and missteps and different things like that, but it's
Sea of Thieves wasn't good on release.
I enjoyed it on release, but from a Infamy standpoint and stuff, it's very, very different. And
yeah, I mean, like there was no content in the game. On
correct.
Release.
Yeah. So the content was you got to see, and everyone's the same thing, and then you start fighting each other. The problem with this game, and some people might really like that, but like you go out, and once you get past the protective barrier of, oh, you're in port, so like all weapons are disabled or whatever. If people bought better cans than you, they're going to shred you. If they have the, you know, the mortar on you, you're going to die. Like, you know, so it feels weird. I don't know. Because there is a PvP aspect to it. It just isn't.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Well, that's disappointing. Sorry kinda. that you went through that.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, you were looking forward to this. I mean...
I don't think I was looking forward to it, because even when they showed gameplay, I was like, what is this? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
But it's somehow so much less than what I even thought it was. Like, I thought it was going to be like Assassin's Creed without the assassinations.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow it's like less than that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not good. It's not good.
No.
No. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Whatever. What are you gonna do? Well, the Super Bowl is this weekend.
Yeah. The Chiefs and the someone's
49ers. And I'm in a predicament because I do not know who I'm going to bet on. I'm actually going to be talking with John tomorrow. We're going to be establishing what we're going
to
be
Kansas
doing.
Kansas City has to win, right? Like, that's not...
That's what you think. But now I'm like overthinking it. A classic overthink situation for me where it's like everyone's on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
The Chiefs win, Vegas is going to go bust.
You think?
No, but like they're going to lose money.
Would they though?
Yes. If enough people are on one side, they're, you know, sportsbook loses money.
I guess. And that's got to be Taylor Swift, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's just destiny. Everyone's saying they're the new Patriots. They're the new Patriots. And like when the Patriots were in their dynasty, you just always bet on Tom Brady because he just always fucking wins.
Yeah.
Except when he's playing the New York Giants.
Yeah, well, Mahomes did nothing for me for like the entire season.
Exactly.
So
I
don't
want
him to win.
The Patriots, where they aren't even good and they're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, I don't know. So I'm very conflicted about what I'm going to do. By the time this airs, you'll know who won, I guess.
I mean, how are the 49ers looking? Like, are they
49ers have a better team on paper, like 100%. But I will say the Chiefs have Mahomes, who's the far better quarterback, but
he's already won Super Bowl. The 49ers
won two.
Yeah, the 49ers won anything?
No, they haven't won anything in a while. They have four, I think, but they're all with Montana.
Hmm. I know who that is. Yeah, thanks.
You work at Dick's. You shouldn't have. I got it. Anyway, so I'm very, very conflicted. Like, one thought is, like, defense wins championships. And while the Chiefs' defense is not bad this year, 49ers' defense is really good.
Yeah.
Like, really good. So it's like, are they going to be able to stop the Chiefs? I don't know.
Is it going to be a boring game, you think?
No.
Like, Mahomes does.
There's too many good players in it for it to be boring, I think. Yeah. Yeah, I think there's too many good players. Yeah, 100%. Like, you got Christian McCaffrey on the other side. He's gonna do something.
Is there actually a Vegas bet with Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift?
There's a bet on everything.
That's crazy.
I, like, mainstream sports books, probably not.
Yeah.
He's not going to propose. There's no way.
No.
She'd say
that's
no.
That's his night.
She'd say no.
You think?
Yes. They've been dating for, like, 6 months.
That's what the public knows.
No, that's literally what happened.
All right.
That's literally what happened. Because he went to her concert and tried to give her a friendship bracelet. That's a big thing in the Swiftie world, I hear.
What?
They all have friendship bracelets.
Okay.
And they give them to each other and stuff. They make them and they give them to each other. And I'm not making this up. This is real. And then he tried to give her one that he made. And she don't know, ignored him or something. But then he went on his podcast. He's like, man, I was really disappointed, blah, blah, blah. And then she liked that he called her out. And then I hit him up, I guess, or something. I don't know. It's a very weird chain of events.
Oh, you're a football player and have a lot of money. Let's.
She's way more loaded than he is.
You think? I guess so. Yeah, I guess that's not a good question.
It's not even close.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
I think she might be the richest woman in the world.
No.
She's top five.
Top five, but she's not. You think?
She might be. Who has more?
I'm going to look it up.
Well, say a name before you look it up.
I always mix. I'm going to screw myself here. It's like
name.
Beyonce or
Adele.
Adele's up there. Oprah.
Oprah might, maybe.
Yeah.
I think Swift today is probably one.
We'll see. What are you saying? Top five wealthiest female?
Who's the wealthiest female in the world? Oprah. Oprah's the richest celebrity, they say, at $2.5 billion.
Okay. Well, Oprah, that's the...
I mean, they said celebrities. Like, obviously, there's oil money somewhere.
That's what I mean. Like, Elon Musk's wife.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. That doesn't count.
Yeah. She's up there. Taylor Swift is rich.
She's super... I think she... Is she a billionaire? I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know.
I feel like she has to be, though. She's so popular.
Just...
you see her tickets, dude? Her tickets are like $500.
That's insane. That is crazy.
But
that's not even like...
For the back.
Yeah, but that's not all the way her. Like, she's not seeing that, right? Like, that's like...
she's seeing like some of that.
Well, it's secondhand whatever.
She gets paid.
Yeah.
She gets paid.
Do you think it's crazy if they sell tickets, what if her, like, people bought them and then resold them for hire?
I just learned that Billy Joel, I think it was Billy Joel, does not... sell the first row or first two rows of any of his concerts. And he gives them to people in the back.
Oh.
Because his thing was like, these rich assholes just buy these tickets in the front. They're not like my real fans. I want my real fans up there.
Yeah.
So he does not sell them at all and then just gives them to people throughout the thing. Like his team just picks people who they like.
That's super cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I like that. You're probably losing a lot of money on that too.
Eh, maybe.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, but like Billy Joel, probably wealthy.
Yeah. yeah. If we know their name, they're probably wealthy.
Yeah, that's
That's a fair rule of thumb.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, we should, that's the other thing, is like look up the top five celebs that went bankrupt.
Everyone on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Who was the Dane Cook? Got just taken.
His brother.
For everything he had.
His brother fucking stole everything from him. What a piece of shit.
Yep.
I would... Oh, man. How do you sleep at night? Like, that actually pissed me off so much.
I don't know.
First of all, you're stealing. Secondly, from your brother.
Yep.
That's disgusting, man. I hate that.
I agree. It is bad.
Yeah.
Like, if it's like, family, it's even worse.
And then he probably does not care. He probably doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he has a lot of money.
He probably...
Is he in jail now? I don't know.
I think he's in jail or something. But he's probably sad that he got caught and not that he... Like, if he got away with it, he would have no remorse, wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't even care that his relationship with his brother is completely shattered forever. It's like you're going to die and your brother hates you. It's like, it's a great feeling, man. Good job.
Well, maybe when they're 80, they'll patch it up.
No. I would never forgive my brother for that.
For something like that, where you just like ruin someone's life. Yeah.
Yeah. Never. I know we're supposed to be the bigger person, turn the other cheek, whatever. No. That's game over, dude.
There's a limit.
I would cut people out of my life for way less than that.
Fair.
Okay. Yeah. Way
good,
less
good
than
good
that.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else is going on?
Like, if you ever with my ex-girlfriend, you're done. Yeah. You're out.
Really?
Yep.
Your out. Ex, like a mm-hmm. like a mutual.
If you're my friend,
what if I asked you first? Well, okay, first off, I'm married. I have a kid on the way.
Yeah, no,
never gonna happen.
Theoretical,
yes, theoretical. Like you have a friend.
Yeah,
he asks you, is like, hey,
yeah, different. That's
and,
different.
Me and
that's different.
Jeanette hit it off.
Oh, fucking Jeanette.
I know.
Don't get me started.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to bring it.
Yeah, that's different. I'm talking like behind my back.
That bad.
That bad.
Oh, even if done. Even if she was like you. What if you broke up with her?
Still.
Have you always been the dumped or the duppy?
I've always
been
weird, dumped.
Dumped, yeah.
Yeah.
It feels bad, huh?
Yes, Tyler, feels bad.
I'm with you. Okay. I got you.
Thanks, man.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's over. It's done.
Yeah.
Cut out. Now, maybe there's an amendment if they get married. Like, it's marriage or bust at that point. It's like, oh, you better really like her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So if they were like men, if you guys are soulmates,
if they were just in love, maybe like, we can rekindle
a little bit. But okay. Like, short of that,
so you'd be done. Mad, you'd cut them out, but then you find out they get married.
I'd be like,
that would be like, okay, you were fair enough. You meant it.
You went all the way. Yeah, yeah, that's the real commitment. Like, you meant it.
Okay.
Not just trying to fuck my ex girlfriend.
Fair enough.
I'm telling you, Ty, I don't mess around with that. I'm very big on loyalty.
That's wow.
Done. I'm talking done.
All right.
Nothing.
Never has that ever happened to you? Did you have to lay the ban hammer down on anyone?
No.
Closest
thing was probably my friend. I liked this girl and then my friend swooped in.
Yeah.
But to be fair to him, she didn't like me, but still I was fucking pissed. I didn't talk to him for a month.
A month's not bad.
He felt bad, but continued to date her. I didn't feel that bad.
Yeah.
But I don't mess around with that, Ty.
Okay.
That's
jot that down.
Good thing you're married, man.
Yeah, good thing.
We don't have to worry about
not
that
on the market.
Between us.
Dude, if Chelsea left me, I wouldn't leave this room. I would just
That's not good. That's not healthy.
I know it's not.
I hope she doesn't. You have a kid on the way. It's probably for the best.
Yeah, I hope we're good. Yeah.
I think so.
I think we're all right.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not great. Good.
We're great.
We're okay.
We're good.
You good? Good.
We're really, really, really great.
Really
like a Frosted Flakes good. Bowl of cereal.
Frosted Flakes, overrated. I mean, we've been through the top five. Oh, they're not on there, though. There's a reason.
They're not.
There's a reason. They're too sugary for you. How could you even bring that up?
Frosted Flakes?
Yeah.
Well, because he says great.
I know, but you just complain about everything that's sugar on it. And you're like an old 80-year-old
man.
But then you'll bring out this obscure thing. Like, yeah, Lucky Charms. It's not
Crackling
obscure,
Oak
but
brand.
It's like,
yeah.
Okay, so you eat Lucky Charms, but you like complain about everything else.
Yeah.
I don't get you.
It's fine. You don't have to get me.
I should have some understanding. We have a podcast.
Yeah.
There should be some level of connection there.
129 episodes later.
Well, there's just some things that you just literally 180 degrees contradict yourself.
Yeah, but it's, look, man, the world isn't black and white.
No, but like the gray has some consistency to it.
I'm very
consistent.
You
are black and then white.
I'm very consistent.
You're a black and white
gray.
Cookie.
I'm very, very consistent.
No, you're not.
Yes.
No, you're not.
If you think about it, if you take a 100 foot view, I'm very consistent.
What we've been talking about recently is that you love Tekken.
Yeah.
And you hate anime.
Yeah.
Tekken has all of the tropes.
Uh-huh.
All of them.
Yeah.
I played through the campaign. I was marking them down in my notepad.
Yeah, every single
this
one.
This one, that one.
Yeah.
Where's the consistency there?
I don't like anime. I don't like the little chibi faces. It's a well-known, it's documented.
Okay.
I think that the anime is dumb.
One Punch Man has chibi faces.
Well, look, One Punch Man is a special case.
Consistency. Where
special
is it?
Case.
I'm searching for
the consistency is there's always an exception to every rule I have.
That is the definition of not consistent.
That's
behavior.
That's absolutely consistent. There's not a rule. There's no rules. No, there are plenty of rules.
So where they break them
there's
all.
There's always going to be a one that bucks the trend.
If you don't abide by your own rules, what's good? What good
I
is
absolutely
rule?
Abide by.
You don't
name one rule that I don't. Abide
I just
by.
Named several that you say one thing and then it's like, well, there's an exception to that. And it's
Tekken was grandfathered in. I liked Tekken before I knew what anime was.
Oh, Tyler,
I liked Tekken.
That's not
before
true.
I knew
you
what
watched
anime
Dragon Ball Z.
I still played Tekken first.
Before Dragon Ball Z?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, Dragon Ball Z came out in the 80s, so.
Well, I didn't watch it in the 80s. I didn't have cable TV.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
later.
You weren't alive.
I was late 80s. Oh, it feels bad.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know.
Dude, I don't know. I don't get you. I don't get Nate more. Like, he's the person I really don't understand at all.
Yeah.
But you, I also don't get. There's a lot of people I don't understand.
That's fine.
I guess.
I don't understand you.
How?
I don't know.
I'm consistent.
I don't know. That's just me thrashing out.
I tell you exactly what my rules are.
Yeah. You don't break rules? I'm sure you have some hypocritical things that, like,
nah, never
in your deepest, darkest moments, you're like,
point one out.
Man, if Tyler knew about this,
point one out, man.
He'd call me.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing. I tell you what my rules are and I stick to them.
I mean,
to a fault.
You liked, you like Tekken. That's
never
new.
Said
that's
I hate yeah, but like fighting games.
Yeah, but you don't play like you're not.
Tell you
on
what,
it.
If I ever start playing like World of Warcraft, you got me dead to rights.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like if I ever start playing an MMO and get really into an MMO,
dude. As soon as Riot's MMO comes out, I can't wait to just point that out.
That is going to be a brain breaker for me.
Although, how does that work? Because I'm going to be doing the exact same thing you are. Like we're both going to be playing.
Yeah, but we already have established you're a hypocrite.
Yeah, that's fair. So because I'm a hypocrite,
you're trying to
that
drag
makes
me, down
me
with
less
you.
Of a hypocrite than you.
Yes. If I were to be a hypocrite.
I'm just saying, when we play the MMO of League of Legends together, right. I have a more of a pass than you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you contradict yourself at every turn.
Yeah, that's fine. I live in the gray.
It's not even gray. It's you're a black and white cookie.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Well, it's not gray, first of all.
It's the best cookie.
That's not true.
An Oreo is the best cookie.
I'm not talking about an Oreo. I'm talking about a black and white cookie.
Yeah, Oreo is black and white.
All right, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
You're fucking with me.
A little bit.
I just want to establish for the audience that an Oreo is not a black and white cookie.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. All right, good. Oreos are great. They're not the best cookie.
What's the best cookie?
Chocolate chip. Mm. The best version of a chocolate chip cookie demolishes an Oreo.
I don't know.
Look, this is coming from the guy who said Eggo waffles are the best waffle of all time. Like, your opinions don't count.
I bought a waffle maker to make waffles that I could hope beat Eggos, and it has not happened yet.
But it's like, well, first of all, you said it's better than any breakfast, which you've thus walked back.
I have recanted that.
But we have it on tape, though,
yeah.
That I can bring up in any argument. Calvin even found the episode.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What episode?
I'll text Calvin. He'll tell me.
Yeah.
He found it.
That's fine. I actually have to text Calvin. We're supposed to go see Dune. You going to see Dune?
Yeah, he already bought our tickets.
I know. I got to... Here's the issue, though.
I got to watch the first one. Next week?
Is it? No, it's March.
March. Yeah.
He messaged me, and I was like, ah, man, it's like... The next couple months are going to be like very
stressful.
Tumultuous.
Oh, that's a better word.
Yeah. But Chelsea wanted to see it.
She's coming?
I don't think there's a ticket for her.
That's the problem.
Well, I didn't tell him that.
Ooh.
But he bought tickets, and I was like, okay, cool.
So
like,
that's fine. Go. Did you watch the first one yet?
Yeah, I watched it a while ago. It's good.
Did you read the books?
No.
Okay.
You say books plural. I own Dune, but I don't know, like...
There's books.
Yeah, but it's a big book. So, like, I don't know
multiple.
If it's, like, multiple books in one book.
No.
For the one I have.
No.
You don't think?
Multiple books.
Yeah, but you know how they make, like, anthologies.
I don't know.
Okay.
I've never read in my life.
You saw my bookcase up there. Like I have all
just
that stuff.
I saw the whole thing. I didn't look at the books.
Oh, you didn't go through each book and
no.
Yeah.
I saw the books and then I saw the wands.
Yeah. Got some Harry Potter wands that aren't Harry Potter.
Yours is kind of lame. You don't like Harry Potter, which is strange. Because your wife loves Harry Potter.
I don't dislike Harry Potter.
You do.
I just
you shit on anytime I bring it up.
Dude, I don't understand why that is better. Than like the myriad of other fantasy
like
things
what?
Out there, like literally any other fantasy.
Like what?
Lord of the Rings.
Who said it was better than Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones?
It's making more money than those.
It's more popular.
Yeah,
doesn't mean it's better.
It's more popular. I think
it's more accessible.
Yeah, I guess maybe
100%. It's more accessible than Lord of the Rings. Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Versus
then
Lord of the Rings
or Game of Thrones. Yeah,
or Game
fair.
Of Thrones.
That's fair. Yeah.
Just dismantling you today, dude. I'm just breaking you.
Dude, I'm really tired. I don't know why. I don't think I drank enough coffee today.
You think you got low T?
Low T? I don't think so.
No?
Maybe.
Did you ever get a boost? A T boost?
No.
Really?
Have to do that?
No, you don't have to, but like it would revitalize you.
Oh, is that what it does?
Testosterone? Yeah. Well, I get like if it's low, I want to say it's dangerous if it's normal and then you take it.
Oh, I have to go to like
Which
a doctor
do.
Though, huh, for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whenever you pump chemicals in your body, Tyler, you should probably visit a doctor.
I'd rather
wing
just,
it.
Just try it out.
Fly by the seat of your pants.
Yeah. Just give me like what are the doses? High dose, medium,
four or eight.
Low. 4 or 8.
Yeah, it's very much design like in that sense.
I'll give an 8.
Not 4. I guess 8 is the number that's design-esque. Yeah. Not 4.
No, 4 is good if you're doing typography. 4 is good.
Typography, mm-hmm. which is old school?
No.
New school?
New school.
Mid school?
We're jumping from low T to typography.
It starts with T.
You can design on a 4-pixel scale.
It sounds terrible.
8's simpler.
Right.
Yeah.
16 is complex.
No. Because it's just the number of pixels in a
square.
That's all.
Yeah.
So like for instance, if you have a phone,
yep.
and you have copy or like text from the edge of the screen, normally that's like 16 pixels. That's all it means.
Hmm.
It's not complex. The 4 is more complex because that's a typography scale. So if you have like, you know how like you have an A and you brought this up, so this is on you. You know how you have like an A and a G and all this other stuff.
Yep.
The baseline. So like where your A is like resting on, like if you could think back like kindergarten or whatever.
Yeah, the lines.
Yeah, the lines.
I did great in the lines, by the way.
Just drop that every 4 pixels and like you can kind of like adjust it line height how you need. So it's like you just go by 4s.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you love working with the 4s.
Yeah.
Actually?
I mean that for type you kind of have to. Because so 8 is usually just too big.
Right.
If you go by 8s. Yeah. But 4 is good.
4 is good. Yeah. You heard it here first.
8's still my favorite number.
Of all time?
I think so.
That's really weird.
It makes sense to me. I think now it makes sense and everything has its like proper place and whatnot with an A.
You like when the world makes sense, don't you?
Definitely. I everything has to have its own compartment. That's a big thing for me. Almost too, bless you. I think a negative way. I think overall my life is kind of worse because of that. Like it's not OCD, but it hinders me a lot, I think. And from an artist standpoint, it's hard for me to break outside of that box. Like if I wanted to like design something, I'm looking at it from a, okay, 8, 16, 32, whatever. I'm not looking at it from, oh, let me just throw things on a page and see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's benefits.
Yeah. It makes me a great UI designer, but everything else, not so much.
Makes you organized.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good skill to have.
Yeah. But it just makes me it distresses me when something's not in its place though.
Right.
So like, I mean,
there's positives, and that's what I'm pointing out though.
Yeah. Like we were talking about it. I don't know if it's before we got here, but like, I have a ton of stuff still coming over from the apartment, like in my office, and I have nowhere to put it. So it's like, that's going to
burn it,
stress me out. Like even just like that, right? Like you just
you
trash.
Don't like that. You don't like that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Want it clean, man.
Yeah.
Want it clean.
Interesting. I might be the opposite.
You like the chaos?
I work best in organized chaos.
Yeah.
Whereas like my desk is a mess, but I know where everything is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even this, like, yeah. And I'm going to have to kind of work around it too, but the podcasting nook was designed for aesthetics first, but we're already like, you know, I'd rather sit up than lean back, or I'd rather have this option, or I'd rather not have like all these cords that like we can be a little bit more functional, I think is the takeaway there. Ergonomic too, but we're going to have, so I'll tell you what, that probably turns into you and I go to like home goods or Lowe's or something. Yeah. And we just sit in every chair and be like, what do you like?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I got to sell these bad boys.
Are you going to get a chair now that you're a dad?
A chair? Like a recliner?
You know how every dad has a chair when they sit in the living room, in the family room, and watch TV all day?
I don't know. Maybe. I
feel like you have to, right?
Yeah. I don't know where I'd put it, though. We don't really have a lot of space.
You'll find... You're a dad. You're going to find a space.
Sure. Yeah. You can put it on the platform.
I feel like you have to. I feel like you have to have a chair.
Yeah, but like... I
that's dad's chair. Don't sit in that. Like, you have your friends over. It's like, oh, it's my dad's chair. Don't sit in
that. Is that a thing for you?
My dad has a chair, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess mine does. A chair? Yeah, 100%.
He does now, but he didn't when we were growing up. Like, he would kind of sit wherever.
Maybe he had a secret chair.
He had a chair that he frequented, but it wasn't like, oh, we can't sit on that chair. Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but nobody sat in my dad's chair.
Okay. He just had a perpetual fives on it.
Yeah, I mean, you're the man of the house. You get a chair. Right?
Chelsea's the man of the house. Let's be honest.
Okay, where's her chair going?
That's up to Chelsea.
Okay, well, I'm just eager to see her chair. There has to be a chair in the house for the master of the realm.
If we were going to go that route, we would have picked a different couch. I hate my couch. I'm actually kind of pissed about my couch.
We're the couch company, so that's very disappointing to me.
The upholstery, I don't like. We got dark upholstery.
Would you ever get a couch for our podcast nook?
Yeah.
Really? Sure. Yellow one?
A yellow one?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome.
It might look good against some walnut. I don't know. Yellow is...
You could do anything against that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're going for kind of a darker walnut black theme.
What if we got a black couch but yellow pillows?
Black couch, yellow pillows. That'd be good. Could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the pillows could have like their like a D-pad and then buttons on the other one or something.
Well, the problem is with the couch part of it, that's too relaxed. You like the chair sitting upright. I know, but I would
sacrifice relaxation, or I'd sacrifice that for the couch company aesthetic.
I want it to be functional, though. So, like, the wall behind you, that's where the whiteboard's
going.
Couches
are functional.
Yeah, I know, but not for four people.
100%.
We need, like, a square table with four people to be able to...
You've never had four people on a couch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crowded.
What about a semicircle couch? There's options. There's options.
So, you want a semicircle couch with then, like, boom arms coming behind? Talking
like
that?
Yeah, it could be like that, yeah.
Oof.
I'm just theory crafting here. There's no, you know... We're the couch company and we're sitting in chairs. It feels a little wrong.
Well, users didn't have to know that. Users, customers.
I'm a man of the people. Listeners. I will be transparent.
Okay.
I will not lie to our audience.
Calvin broke that veil, I think, the first time he was on.
Yeah, he says that quite a bit, actually. Yeah. That's funny.
We could look at couches. Dude, couches are such a hit or miss, though. Yeah. Like they're ugh.
Like, I agree. I don't want a couch, but I feel like we might have to get a couch. It's an option.
Like, I mean, I already got these chairs.
Right.
They're not.
I do need a cup holder, though.
Like, they're fine.
We need a cup holders
are important. But, like, imagine if we just had a table with comfortable chairs.
Sure. I'm picturing that.
Cup holder.
I don't want a comfortable chair, though.
Comfortable chair that keeps you upright and everything. Like, you would.
No, I want a chair. I like that. Like, my back hurts right now. It's keeping me engaged.
That's not good. That's not good for you.
You don't think so?
To keep your back hurting?
Yeah.
You look very uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, I am. It's keeping me I'm
recording here for a while until the furniture can like get built and everything.
If I was relaxed, I would be out of it. But now that I'm hurting, I'm in. You understand?
I feel so bad. Sure.
You understand what I'm saying?
What about the chairs that we used to have? Like the
You ever
kitchen
try to
table
do
ones?
Something and like focus on something and you bite your lip?
Mm-hmm.
Or your cheek or something to keep you in it. You ever do that? I think we both know what I'm talking about, but I don't.
Occasionally, yeah.
I don't really go there.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, complex math, something like that.
Sure. Really, yeah, you're doing math.
Yep.
And you're afraid that you're going to solve the equation too early.
Yeah.
And you're just chomping in your cheek.
Yeah.
Right. Why do you do that? Don't you want to be comfortable? No, you got to keep yourself. It resets you. It's kind of like going out in the cold, jumping in a cold pool.
Okay.
You're reset. Your adrenaline pumps.
So we need uncomfortable chairs.
Or couch.
Or couch. or the polar opposite and have a comfortable couch.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
I refuse to. So here's the problem.
We can't have an uncomfortable couch because I'm going to be in a bad position and I'm going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would absolutely veto buying a uncomfortable couch.
No, but we buy need a couch. A comfy couch or uncomfortable chairs.
Yeah. I can leave uncomfortable chairs.
All right, I could meet you in the middle where it's like a chair and it's comfortable, but it has to keep me engaged.
I just want to have like a workspace. And I think this a table is the best way to do it. No, this isn't a workspace. Having a table, having chairs, being able to get up and like pace around, put stuff on the whiteboard or whatever, I think could be fun.
We could practice our Tekken moves in here.
We could practice Tekken moves.
Like there's space.
Well, the idea too was 55-inch goes here from the apartment.
Yep.
And it would just live here until we decide to put it up in the bedroom.
What would we do with it?
Play Tekken.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or whatever is happening in a given time, but that's the only like kind of same screen thing we've been playing.
I ever tell about the time that I was hanging out with Nate and I was sleeping over his house and we bought like $150 worth of Skylanders.
I vaguely
played it for an hour, went to bed, and never played it again.
Dude.
We went to like five different stores because every store, like Toys R Us, would have a different one.
Ones. Yeah.
And then we would go to these obscure stores and see like this rare figure we got. So yep. That was the fun of it. Like finding all these figures and buying all of them. Nate spent over $100 that day. That was so funny.
That's a lot of money.
I wonder what he did with those guys. He
probably traded them in.
And we were like, oh man, this guy has this move. And we were theorycraft and we got back. We were so excited. And we're like, this game's like not actually that fun.
Ubisoft had a game called Starlink.
Yeah. Same thing with those things.
But it was like a lot of fun.
They thought that that was going to be the future. Like there's buy the figures and put it in.
Toys to life. That's what they call it. Toys to life,
yeah. That was not the future, by the way.
Nope.
There was a Star Wars one that was popular too.
No, it was Disney.
Disney one.
Yeah.
Disney.
Star Wars was a part of it, but it was Disney something or other.
Disney something or other, right?
I had all of them. Like all the Star Wars ones because I liked the style that they were in.
Right.
And then I either still have them at the apartment that they're getting thrown out or I threw them out already. One of the two.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Some kid would have loved to have those.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know. Toys of Life. They're interesting.
Yeah.
It's always interesting, like seeing what the new meta is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, Rock Band's having a renaissance. People are really kind of chomping the bit for that. Fortnite was talking about letting people use like guitar controllers, stuff like that, for some of the stuff that they were doing.
They don't make those anymore.
No, they don't. But that's if the demand's there, someone will make them.
Yeah,
dude, I would buy Rock Band. Well, they have
it's called Clone Hero, I think, on like PC.
Clone Hero.
Yeah, and it's Rock Band, but it's like I think it's free or something. But
you need the guitar, right?
You need the guitar, but if you have a guitar, it's literally any song because just people will upload and make their own songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So any song you can think of is like on, like it's pretty cool.
I shouldn't have thrown my guitars out, but
that was a huge mistake.
Well, they were getting kind of ratty.
We used to play at Calvin's house. He had all the stuff, and then his mom's house got flooded and ruined all the control. That was a sad day. That was a really sad day. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, that was a really sad day because we used to like go over. That was like such a fun time.
Yeah.
Just go over.
You can still get them online, but they're like very expensive.
They don't make them anymore.
Yep.
They should do like karaoke with like Rock Band.
The Explorer 2, which you got from Guitar Hero 2, that was the best guitar you could get.
Yeah.
And then they came out with an Aerosmith version. I think it was an Aerosmith version, but it got bundled. And because GameStop was just trying to get rid of just these massive boxes that were taking up like valuable shelf space, they discounted the Aerosmith one. So you could buy it, but people were just buying it, throwing the Aerosmith game away because nobody wanted that, and just doing it for the guitar.
Yeah, like I never understood why they made those spinoff games like
Beatles and stuff. Yeah.
Beatles was fun. I had the Beatles one.
Yeah. Rockin' to the 80s was my favorite.
The Beatles one was good because the Beatles have so many songs.
Yeah.
Like they're one of the only bands that can get away with that. Like Aerosmith's good, but they don't have
Look at Beat Saber though. Like Beat Saber, I mean maybe it's not as one to one because those are typically supplemental, but like I mean you have Green Day, you have Fallout Boy.
Well, Panic these days Disco. It works much better because you could just have DLC. Like if you had Rock Band, you could have Rock Band Unlimited.
Yeah.
And then, we got the rights to this band, DLC. We got the rights to that band, DLC. People would pay for that. They eventually got there, but like,
it's on the
you
tail
can
end.
Have that infinitely. Like it could be a game, live service game.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they finally said that they were done with Rock Band too. Like you can play all the tracks that you had and whatnot, but I think the last ones they came out with are like the last ones. Like they're not doing it anymore.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
That they were still good. Wasn't there a Rock Band 3?
Well, when I say Rock Band, that's whatever the latest Rock Band was. Gotcha. There's probably more than 3, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. Those were fun games, man. That was an era. That was a cool era.
And they kept trying to make it a little bit more like guitars. And it's just like, you had it. Give me that 5 buttons and a little strum. Get the little whammy bar. That's fine.
2000s were a great time.
Yeah.
For Rock Band.
For games.
For games and Rock Band, which was a game.
We should play Helldivers.
I guess.
So which would you rather do? Would you rather pay $35?
Yeah.
And you zone it.
Yep.
And you better hope it works and is good.
Yep.
Or would you rather pay $39 and know that we play for 2 hours and return it?
What if I just don't play it ever?
I guess that's an option. It looks fun. It looks dumb. I'm not going to play it until you guys all, because like the main thing, and this is the thing, I was looking at some people playing it online, just on YouTube, and like the comments and stuff were very clearly like, oh my gosh, this is a completely different game than if you're trying to play this solo, or this actually looks fun when you're playing with, like, you know, friends and stuff like that.
If it gets like a blue guy, I don't think I'm going to play it.
I think it's going to get a blue guy. In a month where there's a lot of greens happening.
There's a lot of greens happening.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to play Suicide Squad.
I'm going to do that when either it comes to Game Pass or it's like $20 on the
What do you
Steam
think Foam Star's got?
Foam Star's green, right? Yeah. Was it
68?
65. 65?
Jeez. Yeah. Wait, when does this game come out?
Helldivers?
Yeah.
It's out. So the
there's no reviews.
That's because the devs didn't give out codes, which is a huge red flag, for anybody.
I just don't like this die.
I'm just saying. Spidey sense it looks off. Cool. Looks cool.
I guess. All right. We'll see. I would probably go Steam route so I can return it, because I don't want to make the Prince of Persia mistake again.
Yeah.
Where I'm never going to touch that game again. And
I got to cancel my Ubisoft, because there's no way I'm playing that Skull and Bones unless like somebody's like, oh my gosh, this got a 90 whatever. Well,
there's no way.
No.
90 whatever.
And honestly, I'm expecting it to get like a 72. Because I think it runs fine. It's competent enough. There's definitely room to like improve your characters and different things like that, but I just think that it's not engaging at all.
So 72.5, you take the under?
Yeah.
What about 71.5? You take the over or under?
Under.
Under 71.5?
Yeah.
So you have to get 71 or less?
Yeah. I'd do that.
Come.
I don't think it's gonna hit it.
Nope.
I think they finally were just like, look, we have to get this out. We can't keep doing this because we're getting laughed at.
And that
at.
Sucks because it's like, I am usually pro delaying,
mm-hmm.
but when you don't have a good vision,
it's directionless.
And now they're going to point to something like this where it's like, well, see what happens when you give people more time. We lost so much money and now like there's no benefit. It's like, and they'll ignore all the examples of like, oh, this was delayed and it was really good. You know what I mean?
Look, Ubisoft does this thing too, where something's released and then they just keep doing what they're doing behind the scenes. And then you go back to it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is actually like compelling or good. I mean, look at Sea of Thieves. So it's like, I hope I meet my words. I'm hoping people, like someone out there is like, oh, this is a really fun game. This is what I want. Like, you would think that would be for me, like just sailing around and checking things off and doing the quests and stuff. But
right.
It doesn't give me quite what I want. I think the controls are just bad. I think it just feels bad. And maybe it's better with the controller. I don't know.
Yeah, that's gonna be the difference. You're gonna have fun with a controller.
Maybe. Well, I mean, like if I think I typically have fun with games. If I just throw it up on a TV, and I'm sitting on the couch, just like completely relaxed. Just
this did not seem like one of those games.
No.
Yeah. When are you gonna play Dave the Diver DLC?
I don't know, man. Dude, I don't do DLC.
You're not gonna play it.
I always did DLC. I just never played.
Wait, you said you downloaded them?
I don't think it's out yet.
Well, the one is the Dredge one.
Is it?
I saw it. That came out at Halloween.
I didn't think it came out yet.
Well, it was announced at Halloween.
Okay.
It's been a quarter of a year.
Yeah, I guess.
Literally.
Yeah. Sure. All right.
Probably out.
Dude, once the baby's here, I'm sure I'm going to be revisiting a lot of those games and going.
You still have a Steam
path.
Deck?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's fully charged, sitting upstairs, ready to go.
That'll be it. You'll knock a lot of those games.
If anything, I'll probably get a second dock, and I'll just have one down here, one upstairs. Maybe a one for the baby's. Like I'll just have decks everywhere, and that thing will just be on my hip. And I'll just like put it on in each place that we need.
Yeah. All right.
This is a laid back episode. We just talked about Tekken all the time.
Not really.
Yeah, the first quarter. What are we looking at? Still an hour 41 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you find a way every time. Well, if you made it this far, congratulations.
You are a Tekken god of destruction.
Tekken developer, I think, is the highest rank.
You playing Tekken tonight?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Probably. Check us out, couchcompany.games.
It's there. We have Tekken and Prince of Persia reviewed this
and we're gonna be here and Tyler's new little cubby
that will evolve just about every, well, not next week because we have the baby shower this week, but it'll evolve probably every episode in some way or another.
It'll evolve.
Yeah.
But check us out. Same time, same place. Thanks for joining us on the couch.